This is Margot Hunt. I'm at the home of Ruby Brazier on Cleveland Street in Chincoteague, Virginia. This is September 18th, 2006. And we've come to ask Ruby a few questions. Good morning, Ruby.
Good morning, Margo.
Good morning, Ruby. Tell me where you were born.
I was born on Chincoteague.
Where?
South Main Street.
And where in South Main? Now, what's there?
The house that I was born in is still there, I think, but it's been remodeled and it's been moved out. It was back farther than, you know, it wasn't right on Main Street. It was in the back, like, and it was sold and moved out.
House moving is a big thing here, isn't it?
Yes, but that's been years ago that that was done.
And was that a little neighborhood all of its own?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And did it have a name?
No, I don't think so.
But did you have a store?
Oh, yes. Yes, there were several stores. And the one that house was close to was Andrew's store.
And what else did you have down there? You made a little community.
Not anything that I can think of.
And where did you go to school?
Well, when I first started school, I went to what they called a pay school.
What's that?
Well, she had a little room on what is now Beebe's Road. And she had children from the first through the sixth grade, I think it was. And, you know, she taught us accordingly.
It was a one-room schoolhouse?
A one-room schoolhouse. Well, it wasn't a public school. You paid to go. Because my mother didn't want me to come uptown school.
You know. Because it was too far?
Yes, she thought.
Uh-huh.
So then I think in the third grade I started at the elementary school, which was a wooden building. It's either been moved or destroyed. It was in back of what was the high school.
I see. Well, did you like that elementary school? How did that work out?
No, I didn't like it. She paid a lot of attention to some children and some she didn't. She'd say, now do your ABCs or do this or do that. And if you did it, fine. If you didn't, fine. So my grandmother and grandfather, Beebe, lived over on the, well, in the summertime, they were over on Assateague. And he was a watchman for Bunning's Oysters. And my grandmother stayed with him, but she come home and got me. She asked me, what did I learn? And she asked, and I hadn't learned anything. So she takes me with her over to the beach in what was Sharrock's house. And it was a great long kitchen, a great old big table. And she'd stand me to the head of the table, and she'd be to the other end and ask me all these questions. Well, my brother he went to school, you know, before I did. And he said, X, Y, Z, snowflake, when he would say his ABCs. So she'd get me to say my ABCs, and I'd say X, Y, Z, snowflake. She said, if you don't stop that, you're going to get it. And I think I did. I think I got a good whipping for saying it before I stopped.
So she was giving you tutoring, really?
Yes, she really got me started.
Mm-hmm. And that was before you went up to...
Before I went to the elementary school in town.
Mm-hmm. And that was in the third grade?
Third grade.
Then did you stay at the elementary school even though you didn't like it too well?
Oh, I liked the elementary school. Mm. Yes, I stayed in that until I finished school. You know, went through. We had 11 grades at the time. Mm-hmm. We didn't have the 12.
Mm-hmm.
But I graduated from 11th grade.
Tell about your grandparents' place, Beebe's place on Assateague. What was that like?
Well, it wasn't their place.
Oh.
It was rented from what was called Sharrett's. It was a real old place full of antiques. It was a lovely place. And then as the beach progressed, you know, and well, at first there was a Coast Guard station within walking distance. You could see it from where we were.
Is that the one we can see now?
No.
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 There was another one.
Then, the beach, you know, just kept growing, and so they put the new one down on the point that you see now. Well, after that was put there, then we moved over because there was a fish factory, and they had to close because the inlet, you know, closed up so the boats couldn't get in at night, and we were in one of the houses that had been part of the fish back then.
Uh-huh. And what was it like being out there in the summer?
It was lonesome.
I bet it was.
And I used to pass the time, I would row, you know, in my grandfather's boat. Would row the boat and things like that, so I passed the time with.
In the cove?
Yes.
Did you ever row back to the mainland?
Oh, no. They wouldn't let me do that.
You were too little.
Yeah. And the thing that I disliked about it the most was that my grandmother and sometimes my mother would come out and my aunt, and we went clamming. When the tide started to go down, you know, we went clamming until the tide came up. There was no way you could catch anymore. I despised it.
Oh, no.
And now I love to go clamming. But then I thought, if I ever get too old for this, I'll get away from this, I'll never do it again.
Have you ever spent much time off Chincoteague Island?
Not a whole lot. Well, yeah, during the war, I stayed in Massachusetts Hyannis a while.
Oh.
And then in Florida, close to, I forget the place we were in Florida. But we were on a beach because it was the only place we could find to rent, you know.
And what took you to those places?
My husband, he was in the Coast Guard, and his job would take him there. First, when the war broke out, he was already in Iceland. And when he got home, then naturally, wherever he went, I went. Because he stayed 21 months in Iceland.
Wow. Without you.
Yes.
Well, of all those places you felt most at home, I guess, is Chincoteague.
Yes.
But you were always on the beach, sounds like.
Not in Hyannis, we weren't. I was right in the midst of Hyannis, right across from the hospital.
Oh.
I lived in the chauffeur's quarters for the doctor that had retired. Mm-hmm. The doctor lived in the house in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
And of course I enjoyed that, being away from home, and it was great the way they treated us and all, you know.
Mm-hmm. What was your husband's job?
He was there in Hyannis to train the army in landing boats.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Now his rate wasn't that high. It was what was known as a chief.
Why is he training the Army, not the Navy, I wonder?
I don't know why it was. Except that it was an Army base there, and it was right funny because it was Army. This couple lived in another, it was a double garage, and then it was another place that the doctor rented that used to be his studio. And they couldn't understand, the wife couldn't understand what my husband was doing up there training them. And I said, well, I don't know. I said, except I know that's what he's doing.
And that's what he's good at.
And so she asked her husband, and she come back and apologized to me. She said, you're right, that's what he's doing. Well, they knew all this about boats, but they just, you know, they had these landing boats that the front let down,
mm-hmm.
and that's what they were doing, showing them how to get, because that's what he had done in Iceland.
Well, were those the same boats they used to land in the Normandy invasion? Did he
probably
have anything
did.
To do with that?
No, he didn't have anything to do with that. When he came home from Iceland, I don't know how far the war had progressed, but and he did tell me, but I forgot how many was in the convoy that he come from Iceland, and only half of them got back.
Oh, my.
The rest of them the subs got.
Oh, really?
And when he come home, it was just like this. He couldn't hold a glass or anything.
Oh, dear.
Now, they didn't take their clothes off, you know, or anything coming home.
Oh, dear. So what year did you get married, Ruby?
1936.
Uh-huh. And how did you meet this guy?
In school.
Oh, he was actually living here on Chincoteague?
Yes,
He was a Chincoteague person?
Yes, mm-hmm. He was raised on Chincoteague. Except, like I tell you, he was on North Main and I was on South Main. And until he walked in that classroom in the 8th grade, I didn't know him.
You weren't allowed to go up to North Maine.
Well, we were allowed, but we didn't have cars, or a few cars, and we just didn't do it.
Because walking the main transportation?
Yes.
And did you have bicycles?
Well, I never had a bicycle. Mm-hmm. I think my brother did, but I didn't.
Mm-hmm. So the only way you could get up to North Maine would have been...
A bit to walk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's a good walk. Where did he live on North Maine?
He lived on the south side of what is now the high school.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a tall house. And so we were married in 36. And they give us a... We were married in May, and they gave us a shower, his mother did, in September. And the house went over, and his sister had come from Philadelphia, and the baby was killed. And so then the Red Cross built them a house right next to, I think they put it on this side, because the house went into the house next door. Only thing that they damaged was a roof, I think.
Well, what kind of a storm was that?
It was a hurricane.
The hurricane of 36?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, tell about that.
Well, jeez. I don't know how much I can tell you about it.
Well, the house went completely over.
I don't know.
Excuse me. Turn it off.
Cross built and put on this side of it.
Ruby's showing me some pictures. This is Margot Hunt, of this hurricane damage in 1936. One house is still clearly there. That was before the high school was built. But her husband's house, the house he grew up in?
Mm-hmm. This is the house he grew up in.
Just really ruined. It was on its side, put on its side.
Right, the wind did it, I guess.
And then the Red Cross built a new house for them.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing.
I don't think they would do that
now. People talk about the Red Cross, but they come here and they did wonders. They really did. They fed people.
Uh-huh.
And they give them... replace things for them, and you would be surprised when the people come, if they didn't offer them the very best, they would argue. They wanted the very best floor and put down, linoleum, if their linoleum was up, you know,
mm-hmm.
And I worked for them some. And one woman said, and I don't even have a grass cutter. And I said, do you think anybody does? And what would you do with it if you had it? And guess what? Now, I don't know whether she did or not. I don't know what they got. But we decided we'd clean the garage. Our garage was up then. And I went and started my lawnmower, and it started. I said, that daggone thing made a law right of me.
Where did it hit worst on the island?
I think it might have been up North Main Street that it hit worst. I don't know about East Side. I think East Side was another storm that it hit bad.
Well, how about on BB Road, where you were?
I was on BB Street.
BB Street?
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference?
Well, they've changed BB Street to another name now.
Oh.
Because I don't know why, at the time that I was telling you, it's BB Road now, but it used to be something else. And why they changed it to BB Road, I don't know. And I didn't know they were doing it at the time, or I would have complained. I would have. I was raised on BB Street. See, my mother didn't like that house that I told you I was born in. So they built the house on BB Street. And that is, I don't know what it's called now.
It's down there.
Yeah, it's down there. what was I telling you?
Let's see, you were telling me about the storm and whether it hit you down there, the hurricane.
It didn't bother us down there, no.
So really?
Not this 36 storm.
Really hit North
Maine. I don't think. It might have. It might have been the time that the boat went into in some houses up farther than where I was, you know.
Is that the worst hurricane you can remember? Worst storm?
Well... That's the worst hurricane, maybe, that I can remember. But see, the 62 storm was in March, and that was the worst one I think we ever had.
When was the 36 hurricane? What month was that?
September, but I don't know the date.
Uh-huh. March can have some big storms, mm-hmm. I know. So that was a nor'easter, probably.
Yeah.
And that's when the water came over Main Street.
Water came everywhere.
Mm.
See, I was living here at the time. Mm. And it was even back here. It didn't come in the house.
This is on Cleveland Street.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But my husband was building, like I told you, our garage was raised. It was a different garage than I have now. And he was building a boat for my daughter and his brother's son, building him a little scout. And he said, "Ruby, would you get up, honey, and help me get that boat out of the garage so I can put my car in there?" He said, "Because the tide's here. If we don't get the car in the garage, it's going to be ruined." And I said, "What's wrong with you? Tide's never been back here." He said, "But it's back here now." So that's what we did. We moved the boat and put the car in the garage to save her.
And was the car saved?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. it went halfway the wheels. So we had to have the wheels pulled and, you know, re-greased.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. And after that, they evacuated. We had to leave.
Did you have any trouble evacuating? Also, just one causeway and all the people?
No. No, they seemed to have that pretty orderly.
That's good.
Because the storm, the worst of the storm was over.
Mm-hmm.
But they said it wasn't healthy because some horses were killed and there was a lot of chicken houses on here at the time. You know, Chicken City Road was nothing but chicken houses.
Mm-hmm.
And all these chickens were dead and it just wasn't healthy till they got the place cleaned up. So we all had to leave.
Who cleaned it up?
I don't know. Because I left and I went to an aunt, got to friends, and then would come days to the base to help with, you know,
to what's now Wallops.
Yeah.
And was that kind of a shelter for some people?
Oh, yes. Yes, a lot of people they took there.
Uh-huh. So people got, probably took a couple weeks, would it?
I think it may have. I don't remember just how long I stayed with them. I don't think I stayed a couple weeks to an Ancop, but they let us know when we could return, you know.
Did you have any children, Ruby?
None. Yeah, I had a girl at that time. Amy was living. I mean, Kay. Yeah, sure.
So, did your child, your little girl, went with you?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Wow. It must have been terrifying.
Well, it didn't bother me for some reason.
Maybe that was your early days in acetate that prepared you.
I know. As the tide. Well, that morning, my husband took the boat. We had a boathouse right next to the garage, and he took the boat to go get his mother and dad. And Kay and I were on the porch, and here come this man down the street just going like this, you know. And she said, "Mom, look, that man's drunk." I said, "No, he isn't. That's Grady Ross, and he's trying to get home." He had a store in town, and he'd been trying to save some of it, you know. So when he got abreast us, and I asked him, did he want to come in? He said, "Not unless you've got some heat." And I had the oven on. We had a floor furnace, and of course that was out from the water. And I give him some dry clothes, and when my husband come back with the boat, he took him home.
Well, where were your husband's parents?
On North Main, right.
Oh, they were
right
in
up
that
here.
House that
yeah.
was destroyed?
No, not in that house, in the new one.
The new house, the
mm-hmm.
Great Cross
and
built.
Mm-hmm. A boat went in that and smashed the front porch.
The new house?
In the new house.
Oh, no. What adventures.
This was in 62, from 36 to 62.
Amazing.
So that's why she didn't want the house fixed up, you know, and she bought the land next to Lillian, my neighbor, and they moved it down here. So she spent the rest of her days that close to us.
Is this higher ground down
yes,
here on Cleveland
evidently.
Street?
Mm-hmm.
It's gotta be.
Because they said it was the first time in that 62 storm, with all the storms we've had, it was the first time that the tide had ever come back here.
That's an amazing adventure. Tell about your childhood. What was it like? What kind of games did you play? Did you have friends just in your little neighborhood?
Oh, yes, yes.
Not any other place on the island?
Not till we started school, no. Well, the whatever that's, that was Bibby Road now, but whatever it was then, I had a friend that lived there.
Uh-huh.
And we were together every day,
okay.
You know.
Uh-huh.
So, and her aunt that lived with them is the one that got me into, got my mother to let me go to the third grade and up, you know, uptown, and she saw to me getting into the right room and everything.
I bet you were a good student, Ruby.
Not too good.
Were you fooling around?
No, I didn't fool around, but, you know, school wasn't important to my mother, and I did what I wanted to do. If I wanted to study, I did. And a lot of times my father worked on the water, and he got up early, and she wouldn't let me stay up late to study. I hated seventh grade because we had all these assignments, and I never could get to finish them because my mother wouldn't let me stay up and do it. But I made the honor roll anyway that year. I had to have something to work for. To, you know, that year they had the honor roll, so I worked for that. But other years I didn't.
What did she think about school?
She thought it wasn't necessary. My mother did.
Mm-hmm. Because she hadn't probably gone to school.
No.
Mm-hmm. And she was fine, so why should you?
Well, all you're ever going to do is get married anyway, she said. So why worry about going to school, you know?
That was the attitude then.
That was her attitude.
And
it
what?
Wasn't my grandmother's, though.
Yeah.
Said, like I told you, she was like the ass too. When she would question people that would stop to talk to them, when was school going to start? And she come home from the beach and got my books. You had to pay for books at the time, and whatever she felt like she could buy in the way of clothes, and to see that I got started in school.
Good for her. She must have been a tough lady.
She was.
And smart.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
How wonderful. Now, she was a Beebe.
No, she was a Taylor. She married a Beebe.
Mm-hmm.
She married Andrew Beebe.
Mm-hmm. And what is that relationship with the... Were they the original Beebes?
Yes.
Of Beebe Street?
You know, well, right on the corner of what was Beebe Street was my grandfather,
mm-hmm.
Andrew. And next to him was Clarence, the one, you know, that is famous for Mystic.
Uh-huh.
And then next to that was Ralph, another brother. Next to that was Bert, another brother. That it seemed like that the land, when the people got their land, they got this great big piece of land, you know, and when they had children, then they divided up amongst their children.
Mm-hmm. It was kind of a family compound.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think that's nice.
And then
nice.
When you went on the other side of the street, it was Andrews's.
Uh-huh. And that's, and to, they could see the water from there.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And the that side of the bay side was never built on, was it?
No.
It still isn't.
Mm-mm.
Which makes it nice, doesn't it?
Well, there isn't enough land, you know, to build anything on. Yes, it does. It does make it nice.
Mm-hmm.
I hate these condominiums they're putting up and hiding all of our view.
Yeah. View's important here, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Real important.
We're not going to have it, though. You know.
I'm worried. Well, there's still time. What? Tell about what kind of food did you have back in then? What did you eat? What did your mother make? Was she a good cook?
No.
How about your grandmother?
My grandmother was a good cook, and my father was a good cook.
Ah.
But she didn't like to cook. I mean, if she was going to cook a piece of beef, you know, she'd put it in a pot and fill it right up with water so she could run around the neighborhood and talk and do like she pleased, you know. And it wouldn't burn, of course. It would get done. But now my father was a good cook. And if we wanted anything special, see, sometimes he went what they call down to bay. And you'll have to wait till your father comes home if you want that. He'll cook it for you.
Did he cook fish?
Oh, yes, she cooked fish.
And how did you cook fish then?
She fried them mostly.
Mm-hmm. And did he?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You didn't broil in those
no.
days?
No. Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. Most of them didn't know what broil was.
Ah. Mm-hmm. And he was a waterman?
Yes.
So did he bring you good fresh fish all the time?
No, he didn't do much handline fishing, or, you know, he brought home clams and oysters.
Uh-huh.
And that was the staples that we survived on, was oysters and clams.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have They're very good for you, turns out.
Turns out.
Yeah, that's why you're so healthy now.
You think so?
Sure. What was the pay like back in then?
Well, if you made $15 a week, you had made a lot of money. You were happy. Mm-hmm. But the bad part of it was, when winter come and snow and ice, there was no work. So you didn't make anything.
You had to really know how to save? Mm-hmm.
Well, they would buy what they called a barrel of flour to send through the winter, and they would raise a pig or a hog and kill that, and you had that meat. And that was what you survived on, really, and canning things that they raised in the garden.
Did people have a lot of gardens then?
Yes, just about everybody had gardens. Uh-huh.
Wonder why we don't have gardens now.
I don't know. I know why I don't.
We have a garden.
We used to have one in the back here. That's the man. And my husband would say, it's time, Ruby, to get the seed to plant the garden. And I'd go get it, and we'd go out and plant it. He never did take care of it. All he did was help plant it. So I got kind of tired of it. And I said to him one year, he says, it's time to get the seed to plant the garden. I said, are you going to take care of it? He said, don't I usually? I said, no, and I'm not. But I went and got the seed, and we planted the garden, and nobody touched it. I never heard nothing about a garden after that.
What was his name, Ruby?
His name was Joshua Edward. He was named after his dad, but we called him Snip. Some kids at school nicknamed him Snip.
That's a cute name.
So we called him Snip. His family called him Edward so that he wouldn't get mixed up with his dad. Then when he went to NASA, they called him Josh. After he retired from the Coast Guard, he went to work for NASA.
What kind of a boat did he have, did your father have when he was a waterman?
It was what they called a scow, I think, a scow boat.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I don't know, he didn't make it, but somebody, so it wasn't a real big boat or an expensive boat, just something they could dredge oysters and clams with, you know.
Were there people then who went out and did fishing for finfish then, flounder, and so, or did they hand line those?
No, they would net them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, probably when I to catch them, I don't remember that, but mm-hmm. I remember netting fish.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever fish?
Oh, yes.
What did you like to fish for?
Just so they were biting, it didn't matter.
It's fine.
Except flounder was a little harder to catch than the croakers and others because you didn't realize that it was something nibbling on your line. They were sort of sucking, you know. But I did right good at catching flounders.
They're hard to fillet, aren't they?
Yes.
Did you have to fillet them? Clean them and fillet them?
I had to help.
Couldn't get anybody to do that for
no,
you.
No, and then this neighbors over here, they would go with us. The four of us would go. And I would eat the whole time I was fishing, you know. And he worked hard, and I always caught more fish than he did. I don't know why you don't just send your line and stay hungry.
Oh, Ruby, it sounds as though you had a really wonderful life then.
Well, I had a right good life.
Yes, you have. Now, you haven't retired.
Well, sort of. I just worked for Marcia.
Uh-huh. In Marcia Carter Gifts.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you used to work there more days than you do now, right?
Well, yes. But you see, two summers I was sick. I had an operation two different summers. I had one in May and the other one in June. And that meant that the whole summer I couldn't go over there. So these girls that filled in, they do it too now, you know. So she has all of us.
Well, she relies on you more than anyone I know.
I don't know.
Yes, I know she does.
She's one sweet person.
Isn't she wonderful? Mm,
she is that.
I know it. Can you think of anything that I haven't asked you about?
No.
I have with me Lolly Willis, who's our technical person, too, this morning. Lolly, do you have a question for Ruby?
Well, just looking back on your life, Do you think she could have shaped it in a certain way, or the place where you lived? How would you just think about the meaning of living here? I mean, to me, as a newcomer, it's such a unique place. And, you know, I just like to savor it somehow.
I don't know how to answer that. I really don't.
Yeah. I can understand
that. I think about it growing up and how things have turned out, and I wonder how come I did turn out like this, you know? But I give a lot of the credit to my grandmother.
And your church has something to do.
Yes, probably does.
I know churches were very important to people who live here, and still are. So that shaped your values, didn't it?
Probably did.
It still is a rare community where you can leave your car open and your house unlocked.
I don't.
Oh, no. Ruby. You don't anymore.
No.
But you used to, I'm sure.
Well, everybody did until after, what was her name? Dot something that worked in what was then Penders. She got murdered. And nobody knew who did it or how come, you know.
When was this, Ruby?
I don't know.
Roughly.
It's been a long time ago.
Like 30 or 40 years?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. She was murdered at a store?
No, she was in her home. She worked in the store. She and her husband worked in the store, and he passed away. And she still worked in the same store, you know. And somebody went in. Well, she didn't show up for work, and they went to look for her and find her in bed, murdered.
Oh, my.
But they never did know who did it.
Never solved.
No.
So we had that murder and one other murder not too long ago on the island, but that's all that I know about.
Who was murdered not too long ago?
What was her name?
Oh, yes.
Dan Sam?
Yeah.
What do I want to say?
The one that was delivering pizza.
Yes.
I forget her name.
Yes. Well, you know, considering these days, that's really not very many.
No.
But aren't we lucky here to feel so safe?
Right.
Really, very safe. Well, Ruby, I've enjoyed talking with you very much. It's a pleasure to be with you, and thank you for your hospitality.
And thank you.